This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An update on a story you may have missed. A California judge has ruled that Tesla's CEO Elon Musk broke federal labor laws with a tweet. The offending message suggested employees would be stripped of their stock options if they unionized. Thing is, it's not just Musk. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Aside from Musk, the founder of BarstoolSports.com tweeted he would fire any employee who pursued unionizing, while the publisher of The Federalist magazine tweeted organizers would be, quote, sent back to the salt mine.
Whether it is with a billy club in the 1930s or with a Twitter account today, those threats are illegal.
UC Berkeley's Harley Shaken says threatening retribution violates the National Labor Relations Act. Tweeting those threats can be very effective.
Social media is instant. The reach is much greater.
Ryan Nunn with the Brookings Institution says an increase in these threats is contributing to a decline in union membership.
What you need to think about are the benefits and the costs for employers to engaging in these activities.
Avoiding a union has big advantages for employers, while the costs of breaking the law in these cases are pretty minor. For Elon Musk, being ordered to delete the tweet and have a meeting informing workers of their rights. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.